Sudan, a Euro bigger Kaja Euro trademark of civil war drives countries of Can 2025 dream, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-11-20T09:52:09.796Z, description colon Abubakar Issa says the bigger cause of the Sudanese civil war has been a motivating factor in their qualification for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations, Bigger cause of civil war drives Sudan's Afghan dream, image source, Sudan FA image caption, Sudan have hosted their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers in neighboring South Sudan and Libya, Isaac Fainan and Rob Stevens BBC World Service, published, 1 hour ago, with no end in sight to the civil war in Sudan, the country's footballers have offered a glimmer of hope to their compatriots thanks to their unlikely qualification for next year's Africa Cup of Nations, Afghan. The conflict between the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces militia began in April last year and has forced over 11 million people from their homes. Aid workers say it has created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with the leading cause of death across the country being preventable disease and starvation. Yet despite that backdrop, coupled with being forced to play their home ties outside of Sudan and the suspension of the domestic league, the Falcons of Gedianou will represent their nation at the 2025 AFCON in Morocco. It's something that's consistently in our minds. Our families are still affected by the war, forward Abubakar Issa told Newsday on the BBC World Service. The manager always says, when you're putting on the shirt, you don't just do it for your family and yourselves. You do it for everyone else's family, and everyone in Sudan, for your whole country, to lift their spirits up. We're doing that through football, which is a beautiful thing. We know we're playing for a much bigger cause. AFCON qualifying wins bring pride to war-torn Sudan, published October 16, they ransacked my home and left my town in ruins, published October 16, a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan has been vetoed by Russia, a move which British Foreign Secretary David Lammy described as a disgrace. Meanwhile, a recent study says the number of people killed since the conflict started is significantly higher than previously reported, with United States Special Envoy for Sudan Tom Perriello saying some estimates suggested up to 150,000 people had been killed. My family had to migrate to Egypt because you could walk out in the street and there'd be gunshots, or there'd be gunshots flying through windows or walls, Issa said. It's very, very dangerous. We're hoping it gets settled quickly, so people can find peace. It's painful to speak about these things, but you have to think that things are going to get better. Upsetting the odds, and Ghana, image source, Sudan FA image caption. Sudan have been well supported in their home games in the 2025 AFCON campaign. Sudan, ranked 110th in the world, were third seeds in their group when the 2025 AFCON qualifying draw was made in July. However, taking 4 points from a doubleheader against four-time Nations Cup winners Ghana last month put the team, which is coached by former Black Stars player and manager Kwasi Appiah, a point away from reaching the finals. Appiah's side fell to a damaging 4-0 defeat away against Niger last week, but Issa said the squad remained positive heading into their final game against already qualified Angola on Monday. The Niger game took us by surprise, the 28-year-old, who plays his club football in Thailand, explained. On the way home, we said to ourselves we're more than capable. We knew we had pressure, but at the same time we knew we could get the job done. Sudan ground out a 0-0 draw in Benghazi, at their makeshift home stadium, to seal second spot in Group F. Issa said the side have fed off the support of the Sudanese diaspora in their two qualifiers hosted in Libya as well as local supporters after starting their campaign in South Sudan. We've had a really big following, he added. Obviously it's not home, it's not Sudan, but at the same time it does feel like that with the support that they show and bring to us. Against Angola it was very loud. We couldn't hear ourselves. Taking on the continent, the delayed 2021 AFCON was Sudan's most recent outing at the Continental Showpiece, a campaign that ended in the group stage. As a kid, you grow up watching Africa Cup of Nations, said Esau, who was not involved last time around. To actually be a part of history, and with what's going on in Sudan, is an amazing feeling. Next year's finals in Morocco will not kick off until December 21st, a delay which Esau described as annoying given the mood amongst the squad. Yet, despite their handicaps, Sudan are also performing admirably in preliminaries for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. They sit top of Group B, ahead of 2021 AFCON winners Senegal and two-time continental champions DR Congo, with the group winners assured of a place at the tournament in Canada, Mexico, and the USA. The Terengga Lions are scheduled to travel to face Sudan in March's international window. Our attention quickly goes to that game, Esau said. It's like we've actually got no time to think about the AFCON at this moment. Senegal are probably the favorites of the group, so we need to show what we're about. With the Nations Cup to look forward to, booking a first-ever World Cup appearance would be all the more remarkable given Sudan's circumstances, and bring some much-needed pride to a nation riven by war. Related topics, Africa Sport Football, more on this story, Why South Sudan Fans Sang Sudan's National Anthem, published June 13, Top Stories, Live. Guardiola to extend Man City contract, reaction, vote, debate, Gracias Rafa, Why Retiring Nadal Means So Much, published 34 minutes ago, How Does Guardiola Compare to Other Legendary Managers, published 12 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, A Family Driven from Their Home by a Violent Spirit, The Truth Behind Rumors About Strange Events in a Terraced House in West Belfast in 1989, A Cancelled Flight, A Drunken Fling and New Neighbors, A Messy Comedy About Love, Lies and Monogamy, starring Susan Wakama and Joshua Maguire, Dissecting Funny and Fascinating Medicine, comedian Kiri Pritchard-McLean and guests celebrate medicine's past, present and future, provocative, haunting new drama, Can You Hear It? Is This Mysterious Hum a Gift for the Chosen Few or the Soundtrack to a Living Nightmare? Elsewhere in sport, Gracias Rafa, Why Retiring Nadal Means So Much, The Story Behind the Iconic Photo, 25 Years On, How Does Guardiola Compare to Other Legendary Managers, Just a Kid Who Followed Their Dreams, Nadal on Career, What is the Trump Dance? And Where Have We Seen It in Sport, 5 Clues from Man Utd Video of First Training Under Amorim, Should Wales Coach Gatland Stay or Go? Pundits Have Their Say, Is There Hope for Mercedes in 2025? And Why Does F1 Go to Monaco? What's in McCullum's entree as England white ball coach? Everything's worked out the way it was supposed to. Error-prone England's Groundhog Day defeats keep stacking up. Sublime to stupidity. 120 million witness two sides of boxing. Paul's fight with Tyson and Taylor Serrano epic in pictures. Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Video Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Video Former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____= window __initial_data_data_global_global_navigation country```\end\language```engb\end\service```commercial\name\global\navigation\props\country\country\it\commercia